Hadisab, we also notice, unfortunately, we are human beings, we make mistakes. People go in these beautiful lands of Makkatul Mukarramah, Arafat, Mina, Muzdalifah, and they're busy with the selfies, they're busy in the internet, they're busy talking about worldly things, they're busy worried about the arrangements. What advice do you have for these people?
Try to remember our sins and try to remember that how big sinner I am, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me chance for this beautiful journey. And also try to realize that may it will be my last chance. May I don't come again or I will die. I don't know, because last year in 2022, so many brothers did Hajj, but they are not with us right now. So we don't know that this time we are here and next time we're not here. So this is the golden chance for us to take maghfirah. Like I used to say, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you chance that before death and take maghfirah from it, this beautiful journey. And if you are, spending your time with shopping and laughing and talking badly, no, we are not here for that. Even in Makkah Park, like after 5 days or before 5 days, try to realize that how many hours I spend in Haram Park. Some brothers only going for 3-4 hours. Where are 20 hours? They are spending in hotel, in restaurant, in shopping center and laughing. No, we are crying to go to Makkah Park, we are crying to see Kaaba Musharrafah, we are crying to go for Safa wa Marwa. So do as much as you can, tawaf and sa'i, or if you are not able to do tawaf, you have become tired, go in front of Kaaba, just watch Kaaba. If everybody watching Kaaba, the blessing come towards him. Watch Kaaba, try to make dua, tilawat, zikr, askar. If anybody recites 70,000 times kalima tayyaba, la ilaha illallah only. If anybody recites, according to hadith, 70,000 times kalima tayyaba, inshallah, he will get maghfirah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if it recites in Makkah,
Allah, Allah, Allah.
So what my suggestion is, take some targets for you that I will recite whole Quran Pak in Makkah. I will recite whole Quran Pak in Madina Munawwara. I will recite 70,000 times Kalma Tayyaba, 70,000 times Durood e Pak, and Nawafil and Qaza e Umri. Take some targets on you. Make busy yourself with the schedule that I have to do this. How I could get time for mobile and social media and shopping? No. These all things I can do in my hometown. I am here for maghfirah, I am here for ibadah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Very beautiful point Haji Sahib mentioned, that take some targets. And this is a norm in our custom, in our real life, that when we're working for somebody, we do take some targets. Before this date, I want to make sure I progress, I complete my targets, so my boss will be impressed, this person will be impressed. So take some targets when you are going there. Complete a Quran, complete two Qurans, complete three Qurans, recite Durood Sharif, recite Kalima Sharif. There
50,
are so
50
many
tawaf,
things.
Inshallah.
Subhanallah, 50 tawaf. There are so many things to do. Where do you find the time to sit with your phone? People say we are bored, there's nothing else to do. We finish, perform Umrah, perform more Umrah. We finish, recite Quran, recite more Quran. There are so many things to do. Everything is based upon your intention and your mindset. Once your mindset becomes correct, everything else will become correct.